Co-head coaches of the Arweva Rockets, Austin Stolk, Isaac Schaefer, joining us here in the Mackey Motors Tailgate Show. Coaches, it's a big week coming up for you guys. How have practices been with the kids so far this week?
Get another good week of practice. Boys know that this is kind of, you have to win or you're done for the playoffs. So they came in with obviously good mental focus, again, being pretty physical, and just obviously knowing that everything's on the line and they're ready to go.
You guys do go on the road, but it is the last regular season game for some of these seniors that'll get to play. You guys are kind of outmanned. All season long, I think it's been great to watch you guys play with how little of numbers you guys have. Just talk about the seniors on this team that potentially be getting to play their last regular season game.
Yeah, Harley Molina and Emmett Newman, our two seniors, have been great leaders for the for the young guys. Like you said, we don't have many numbers, but our guys play hard, and we got eight or nine guys who play a majority of the football game, and they've really been working hard in practice, and it would really be nice to see it pay off this week with a week eight win and a automatic playoff bid.
And it is a must win for you guys coming up on a Friday. Booyer Valley, you guys tied for that third spot right now in your district. Not looking like a good chance for you guys to get in without the win. Have you kind of talked about the kids about that this week up in practices and leading up to Friday's game?
No, we just basically just say, hey, you win, you're in. So that's where the mentality we're having. We're not going to be like, oh, if we lose, you might have a chance. No, we're just going to have the mentality. If you win, you're in, no ands, we don't have to worry about that.
Them defensively, I think, going to cause some problems for you guys. I think their size up front, they have a kid coming in, I think, second or third in class, an eight-man with sacks so far this season. How do you counteract their size they're going to bring up front defensively?
Yeah, they got good size on defense. They got good speed as well. They're explosive defensively. That's how they win a lot of their football games. It's kind of up to our guys up front just doing what they've done all year. Blaine's got to make good reads and work on the under game and just take the short passes. And we got to utilize our speed on the edge in the running game. And it's kind of like every other week schematically for us. We got to get the run game going first, and that'll help open up things in the passing game as well.
Chance of potential rain coming up on Friday. Does that change kind of what you guys want to do on offense, maybe running the ball a little bit more than throwing the ball?
Possibly. We'll talk about that on Friday once the rain comes. No, hopefully we don't get too much moisture on the footballs. It's a matter of, keeping the balls dry and doing the things that we need to. And, if we execute in the run game, we don't have to worry about that anyway. So hopefully our guys up front just execute. And we, schematically, we're talking on our blocking schemes. And our guys are communicating on offense.
Just me, based off looking at stats from these guys, not a team that wants to throw the football a whole lot, but they will run with a couple of guys. How are you going to stop those guys and try to force them to use other people in their offensive game?
Just being physical here. Again, they have a really physical line, and obviously they do a great job with obviously lead blockers and allow the scout play to be physical and try to put them behind the chains and force them to pass. Again, they're not bad at passing team either when they have to, so... Again, just got to be fundamental with our guys got to be fundamental and obviously be physical and know our assignments here.
Jumping back to the offensive side of the football for you guys, Austin, you mentioned they have a lot of size. Do you counteract that, kind of getting Wyatt and Wade and maybe a Jonathan Rizelman out on the edge, some of your quicker guys, and quick hitting passing plays?
Yeah, we're definitely spread things out a little bit with their size on the interior and utilize our speed on the edge. It's nice that not only Wade and Wyatt, but like you said, Jonathan Rieselman and Devin Ehlers and Harley Molina, we got some speed on the outside, and we got guys who can hit hard if they need to lower the shoulder pads and run the football, come in motion and do some misdirection type of stuff. But, it's a matter of we got to utilize our speed on Friday night, and we'll try to use that to our advantage.
Now, you guys defensively, we're going to jump back and forth here. Do you expect them to kind of spread you out, them going at a spread look, or are they going to be a ground-and-pound team defensively?
They're going to probably be more a ground-pound team, but they're going to have different looks. They're going to probably spread out wide and actually come back in a tighter formation next play. Just obviously, their main goal is obviously ground-pound, but granted, just like last week with Newell, then they eventually pass, and obviously they'll be very – physical and tough, just obviously for all guys, just obviously be physical back, know our assignments here, obviously read the cues and execute.
I know, Isaac, you've talked about all season how good you guys have been stopping the run game. Do you feel confident if you can stop the run game? Do you feel confident in your guys' secondary's ability to kind of shut down a passing game that hasn't been real good for Booyer Valley so far this year?
I mean, for our defense, again, like you mentioned, I mean, really good stopping the run for the most part. Again, with that, just just got to be physical here. Again, yes, they do have a strong front line. They know how to obviously feel the edge. Just obviously, all guys got to man up here and obviously lay down the hammer and obviously put them in tough situations. And I think our D-backs, obviously, during this weekend, had some growing pains here and there, but they got it down pretty well, and obviously they're going to obviously execute this Friday.
Coaches, those are the only questions I have for you, and I thank you for joining us before Friday's game.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate it. Thanks.